When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's opening day at Fenway.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Yeah, we're all decked out in our Red Sox gear today.
You have to be.
Of course. It's a no-brainer.
Everybody. And you know, all the kids going to school, 99% of them are going to be in Red Sox gear today, including probably the teachers.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. When I pick up, and my kids have a half a day today, so when I pick them up, I guarantee that everybody will be in red, white, and blue, Red Sox, baseball, everything.
And there might be a few kids absent today.
Oh,
there might be a few. So you kind of get a pass. Like, you know, if your parents or your dad or your mom is going to take you to Fenway for the day, like, you get a free pass.
I wonder now if they knew that ahead of time, and that's why today's a half a day. I wonder if they would know. I don't know if they thought that deep into it that it's a half day
for your kids today?
For my boys, not for the big kids, not for the high school, but for the little kids, they have a half a day today. So
I think there's going to be a lot of empty seats today.
But I wondered, you think that this is a Boston thing? Like, do you think in other cities, when it's the day of a home opener or a playoff day, that other people, when they're going to work, they wear the sport team of whatever game they're playing?
Not like us.
You think Boston's unique to that?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think, you know, the fans are the fans. But in Boston, we are all fans. It doesn't matter if they're doing well, if they're not doing well, the team. It doesn't matter if you're going to the game. Like, everybody just jumps into the spirit. We're just unique that way. I think it's like no other city. Maybe I'm biased, okay. But
no, I've never lived anywhere else, so I don't. And I ask my husband, Steven, this all the time. Like, do other fans, I mean, are they like us? What is it about Boston that is so unique? Like, why are we, I mean, I know we're tough, right? We love to hate living here. That's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, when you become a part of us, we love you to death. Like, we want you to do well. Yeah. Even if you are horrible. I grew up, obviously, in the late 80s and 90s, none of the teams were good. Like, I didn't have any good Celtics, Red Sox, Patriots, but it was only until I was older that they started getting good.
But I think you just hit on something. For years, we didn't have, I mean, look at the Red Sox. I mean,
I was in college when they won, and it was a huge deal.
Right. We
huge
didn't,
deal.
Like, reverse the curse until, what, 2004 after, like, I don't know, 80 years or whatever it was. But, like, we went through some tough times, and what we decided is we were going to stick by our teams. So then they did, I mean, now our teams have done really well, and we've had these, you know, wonderful franchise. But it's like dynasties, but it came with a lot of hard work and a lot of patience. And I think
so. And a lot of heartache.
And a lot of heartache. And so I think that has made us gritty and loyal. That I just think the history of the teams. And now we're just like, we're in it. We're in it deep.
That's true. Because I know when I see fans, whenever, like a Super Bowl, playoffs, football, whatever, and I can see the fans of the losing team where they were one score or like they were ahead and then all of a sudden the other team came back and I could see them with their hands on their face and their head just sort of sitting down like, oh no. And I look at them like, we know. Buddy, we know. We've been there a long time.
We've been there and we've earned our right to be the bold fans that we are because... You know, we're not quiet. You know, we're present.
That's true.
But that's okay.
I
feel like that's part of who we are. It's the fabric of this town, and I think that we deserve it.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. But I wonder if you're going to work today, whatever you're doing this morning, are you wearing Red Sox shirts, jerseys, wherever? I mean, if you're going into the office or if you're a nurse or a doctor, whatever you're doing, call us. Let us know. Because I don't know. Steven makes fun of me that I'm always decked out in my spirit, always in the team gear. He's like, you don't even know who's on the Red Sox team.
I know.
But it's just the spirit of it all.
I know. I'm the same way. And Tom is like Steven. He's like, what are you doing?
Why are you wearing that? And like, no, I'm not wearing a shirt.
Makes me happy.
Me too.